Demand Management Roadmap. Demand is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. A need for a particular product, component, or service. The demand could come from any number of sources, for example, a customer order, an interplant requirement, a branch warehouse request for a service part, or the manufacturing of another product. C. Booked orders. 2. In economics, the consumer's desire to purchase a good or service and willingness to pay a certain price. Demand management is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. The integration of demand planning upstream and downstream within the supply chain to balance all sources of demand for goods and services with the firm's output capabilities to generate profitable results. Demand management involves prioritizing demand when supply is lacking and responds quickly to changes in demand. Demand management includes the individual processes of planning demand, communicating demand, influencing demand, and prioritizing demand. 2. In marketing and sales, the process of planning, executing, controlling, and monitoring the design, pricing, promotion, and distribution of products and services to bring about transactions that meet organizational and individual needs. C. Marketing management, demand planning. The supply and demand functions in an organization or an extended supply chain each make plans for identifying/creating and satisfying demand. Demand management is the art of synchronizing supply and demand plans. Demand management is necessary at each of the levels at which supply and demand plans are generated. Long-term strategic needs, including long-term forecasting, product development, or capacity development. Medium-term aggregate demand forecasting and sales and operations planning. Short-term demand forecasting and item-level master scheduling. Note how the amount or unit of demand becomes more and more specific, from total revenue at the highest levels, not in units at all, to aggregate demand, categories of units such as product families, to specific items. Demand management analyzes the rate of consumption at these various unit levels, not only to match the level of needed precision to the time scale of the decision, but also to increase forecasting accuracy, as is explained more when discussing forecasting. In organizations with multiple plants and/or supply chain collaboration efforts, demand management can help organize multiple sources of supply and demand. Sources of demand that could require coordination include domestic and foreign demand or wholesale and retail demand. Sources of supply that could require coordination include plant capacities or specialization and inventories in plants, warehouses, and retail locations. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the demand management process as a process that weighs both customer demand and a firm's output capabilities and tries to balance the two. Demand management is made up of planning demand, communicating demand, influencing demand, and prioritizing demand. These components of demand management, shown in Exhibit 1-20, are used not only to generate and communicate a balanced and realistic demand plan, but also to proactively ensure that the demand plan is realized. Exhibit 1-20. Four components of demand management. Demand management relates to business and customer requirements in that one of its purposes is to influence the organization to produce a product or service that satisfies actual customer requirements and expectations. If marketing professionals succeed in influencing the organization to produce products and services that meet customer requirements, the product/service package should have certain competitive characteristics that enable demand influencing activities to have a chance to succeed. The following marketing terms from the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary relate to a product or service's ability to compete for a customer's business. Order qualifiers. A competitive characteristic that a firm must exhibit to be a viable competitor in the marketplace. For example, a firm may seek to compete on characteristics other than price, but in order to qualify to compete, its costs and the related price must be within a certain range to be considered by its customers. SIN. Qualifiers. C. Order loser, order winner, order winners. A competitive characteristic that causes a firm's customers to choose that firm's goods and services over those of its competitors. Order winners can be considered to be competitive advantages for the firm. Order winners usually focus on one, rarely more than two, of the following strategic initiatives: price or cost, quality, delivery speed, delivery reliability, product design, flexibility, aftermarket service, and image. C. Order loser, order qualifier. If marketing has successfully influenced the organization to produce a product or service that has the capability of being an order winner, product and brand management marketing and sales can work together to convince customers to purchase the organization's products and services in ways that the organization's business objectives are met or exceeded. Another purpose of demand management is to convince customers to purchase an organization's products and services in a manner that supports business requirements, organizational strategy, and objectives, for example, in a profitable manner. Marketing professionals use the elements of demand management to accomplish these goals. Planning, communicating, influencing, and managing and prioritizing demand can be linked in several ways, including cycling through each component iteratively. Organizations may also prioritize certain components to match organizational strategy. Exhibit 1-21 shows, on a conceptual level, how the demand management components are cyclical. All of the components are necessary for long and medium-term planning, for example, product development. However, the dotted lines in the exhibit show how the cycle can be shortened at the short-term operational level to reduce the need for management and prioritization and/or planning demand when the principles and technologies of demand management are implemented throughout the supply chain. For example, by transferring customer demand data from the point of sale immediately to all supply chain partners, the short-term forecasting portion of planning demand can be replaced with actual demand data, for example, moving from a push system to a demand pull system. Timely communications will also tend to reduce the need for managing and prioritizing demand because supply will more quickly respond to changes in demand. Exhibit 1-21. Linkages among the components of demand management. Let's look at four organizational capacity strategies that focus primarily on one of the four components of demand management. Planning demand, fixed high capacity strategy. This organizational strategy involves meeting demand to the maximum extent possible by providing the necessary capacity to meet peak demand at any time. Ensuring that capacity will be available requires a focus on planning demand, especially in terms of long-term planning. Such a strategy could be pursued if the costs of maintaining excess capacity are considered to be less than those of losing business. Communicating demand, highly variable capacity strategy. This organizational strategy involves matching supply to demand as closely as possible by being flexible enough to increase or reduce capacity spontaneously as demand changes. Matching strategies such as these require a focus on communications so that the changes in supply can be proactive rather than reactive. Such strategies may employ a great deal of contract work, outsourcing, and flexible work scheduling. Influencing demand, moderately variable capacity strategy. This organizational strategy involves leveling production and carefully managing demand to meet optimal capacity. The focus is on influencing demand so that there is little need to change capacity. Sometimes this process is called demand shaping because it involves convincing customers to buy certain models based on excess inventory. Demand is influenced by carefully scheduling delivery of products and services, for example, offering discounts for accepting longer lead times and timing promotions to operational requirements. Demand could also be influenced by convincing customers to buy in a different quantity per order, bulk purchases, or more frequent smaller purchases. Managing and prioritizing demand, fixed average capacity strategy. This organizational strategy involves controlling demand to the maximum extent possible through scheduling, promotions, queues, and rationing. The focus is on managing and prioritizing demand because fixed average capacity will, by definition, result in periods of insufficient supply. This strategy could be beneficial for products or services that require development and retention of expert personnel or other expensive resources. Airlines that promote early ticket purchases with promotional fares and penalize flyers who buy a ticket at the last minute are examples of companies using this strategy.